take the fast train. If you are starting life with very little, as I did, and want to retire young and retire rich at the rich or ultra-rich levels, you will most likely need to forsake job security and take the fast train. In order to take the fast train, a person will need an open mind, high-speed ideas, better business and investment education, and a faster plan. These people will need to operate from a different mental context and content than that of the masses. People who use the job security and long-term investment plan to reach the affluent level often arrive without the content, context, and capacity to handle the rigors of the rich and ultra-rich levels. As my rich dad said, there is more to being rich than having a lot of money. My wife Kim and I decided to exit the rat race of life at the affluent level. That was our goal. Once we decided on our goal, in 1985, we worked backwards and developed our exit strategy, our investment plan, and then, and only then, did we determine our entry strategy. Once we had our exit strategy, we knew what to do and where to begin. For us, it was to ride on the fast train to build a business and invest in real estate. The hard work, lack of job security, and following the rigid schedule riding the fast train paid off. It took 9 years from the time the plan was created until we achieved our goal. Because our investments brought us more than $100,000 in passive income per year, we were able to move on to the rich level simply because we had time, money, and the basic qualifications to move on to the next levels. We went from the affluent level to the rich level in 5 years. Next up is the ultra-rich level of residual income. If things go as planned, that should take 3 years. In theory, our basic plan through all levels was simple. It was to build businesses and invest in real estate. Today, we continue to build businesses and invest in real estate. While the plan has remained simple, what has increased is our education and experience. It is this education and experience that allows us to increase the speeds at which we build businesses and buy real estate. In other words, we made mistakes, corrected, and learned. By making those mistakes and learning, what has changed is the size of our context, our content or knowledge, our capacity to handle larger projects and dollar amounts, and the speed at which we process these larger and more complex facts and figures. Taking the fast train gave us different business and investor qualifications than those reaching the affluent level using the slow train. How to see the future. On a flight from London to New York, I sat next to a high-level executive from IBM. After we had leveled off and we got to know each other, I asked him, "How do you prepare for the future?" His reply was, "If you want to see how the world will be in 10 years, just watch a 15-year-old boy or girl. Observe the world from their eyes, and you will see the future. If you can let go of your vision of the world and actually see the world from a younger person's point of view, you will see a much bigger world, a world filled with tremendous change and an abundance of opportunities yet to come. There are business and investment opportunities coming that will create bigger fortunes than the automobile did for Henry Ford, oil did for John D. Rockefeller, computers did for Bill Gates, and the Internet did for the young founders of Yahoo, AOL, and Netscape." I then asked, "Will we soon see a high school teenager become a self-made billionaire?" His reply was, "I'd bet money on it." If you are not rich today because you missed the last boat leaving the dock, do not worry. Another boat to the land of riches and opportunity is getting ready to sail. The question is, will you be on it?